Outcast, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines.
Emma Grady, you're on the road to damnation. You have it in you to become a woman of the streets, a harlot. And as God is my judge, I will not have such a low creature under my roof.
Here the woman paused, and a man's voice intervened, addressing the bowed head of the girl in low and trembling tones.
Your good aunt sees in you what I have always feared, and you will do well to heed her words. I believe the day must surely come when you sink beneath the evil bred in you, unless by God's hand you mend your ways. If you do not, you will be banished from this house, disowned, struck from our lives as though you never existed.
Caleb Crowther was a man of enormous physique, tall with large ungainly bones. His movements were slow and methodical, and his tone of voice, honed by his duties in the law courts, was deliberate and authoritative. That same unenviable office yielded Caleb Crowther considerable status, both within the sizable community of Blackburn and throughout Lancashire, in whose courtrooms he regularly presided over the trials and tribulations of hapless lawbreakers. There was many a petty thief or villain who had been unfortunate enough to have Caleb Crowther scowl down upon them. One condemning look from those piercing blue eyes was enough to render strong men weak. His features were altogether fearsome. Close together blue eyes above wide, high cheekbones, a broad, pale expanse of forehead, and a dark, tangled mass of beard and whiskers. He could shrink the spirit of a man, but he could not diminish that of Emma Grady, his niece and ward, and such knowledge only served to infuriate him. As he drew himself up to continue his onslaught, a more gentle voice spoke out.
Please, Caleb, don't be too harsh on the child.
This feeble-looking man had risen from his sickbed and struggled down to the drawing room where he now defended Emma, this beloved girl who had been raised wrongly believing herself to be his daughter. The truth of her parentage would go with him to the grave, leaving only one other holding the grim, shameful secret.
She's young,
he continued, leaning against the door jamb for support.
The lass is only 15, and can't help her high spirits.
15 or 50, the devil takes no mind, thundered Caleb Crowther as he turned to glare at the intruder.